Do you shop online at popular places like Amazon, 1-800-Flowers, Orbitz, Family Christian Stores, Groupon, Lego, Old Navy, and more? You can help us raise funds for the station with one quick stop before you shop. Please go to shopkkxx.com before you shop online, and popular merchants like Amazon.com will donate a portion of your purchase to the station. It's that simple. Just one quick stop at shopkkxx.com, and you can help us continue this great Christian programming.
Hello, I'm Joyce Meyer, and I want to personally invite you to join me on this station every Monday through Friday for Enjoying Everyday Life. You know, life's journey is challenging for all of us. And on my program, I'm going to share with you practical truths from God's Word that are going to help you live the life that God intends for you to have. Let me encourage you that Jesus came so that you can know peace and truly enjoy your everyday life.
Weekdays at 10:15 here on KKXX.
And Andy's Bullseye Repair.
Specializing in auto glass repair from bullseyes to full glass replacement. All insurance and major credit cards accepted. Call for a free estimate at 877-7387, 877-7387.
Welcome to the North Valley's own Jerry O'Lennon. On KKXX Life Radio, this is Live Local Talk.
And good morning, everybody. This is going to be a very interesting 30 minutes of radio. We have a regular guest. His name is Rob Redding. He is a radio talk show host, and he's syndicated throughout the United States, including here on our station. And he is also an author, and his book is very, well, intriguing. It's about our new president, Donald Trump. The name of the book is called Sinister Citizen. Sinister Citizen. And it's a fictional story. It's not for real. This is kind of a made up story. And I'll read the quick press release. It's a thriller which tells the story of a bisexual political activist who loses everything under President Trump. And this is the author is Rob Redding, and he joins us from, I believe he's in New York today. Good morning to you, sir. How are you?
Yes, I am in New York. Good to talk to you, sir. It's been a while.
It has been a while. Well, first of all, it's a great title for a book. I mean, because you conjure up Citizen Kane is the first thing you think of, and you're talking about Sinister Citizen. And there are parallels that can be made between Donald Trump with his wealth and his big, grandiose personality and that of the Orson Welles character, Charles Foster Kane, or William Randolph Hearst, as it were, in real life. Kind of, is that where the inspiration came from, just for the title?
Well, there is a little of everything, nothing's new under the sun. Yeah. So obviously there is an influence. It's one of my favorite movies, actually.
So the book, again, is called Sinister Citizen, and tell us briefly what it's about to begin with.
Basically, it's about this politico, this mover and shaker who kind of builds his way up with his own theories on politics and economics. He's basically wanting to feed people, clothe people, and shelter people. He's trying to figure out a way to structurally make it happen. And everything kind of comes against him. So it starts with, not to be a spoiler here, it starts with this kind of notion where he's in prison, he's on death row, and he's about to be executed when the laws have been changed. How improbable is that? The laws have been changed inside the United States to basically, it says, to give free speech to people, but really it's to bar free speech. How many times have we seen, the legislation that's antithetical to the title of it?
I want to make sure I understand. The person who's in this predicament is the bisexual political activist.
Correct.
Okay, and so now he's living in a Trump world, as it were. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay.
That is correct. He's living in a Trump world.
Okay.
And in this Trump world, in the era of fake news, that is definitely an element of the story.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, civil rights and protections erode because there are people that are running around called the political assassins that are killing conservatives. And they are killing conservatives because they don't agree with them, because they've gotten too much of a foothold in society, and these folks have basically, they've gone past protesting. They're done protesting. They're just like, we're going to kill them. And that's because they've gotten such a foothold in society, and because Trump and those supporters are so pervasive.
I see. When I heard Sinister Citizen, my initial reaction was this was going to be a story, a hit job on President Trump. What it sounds like, and maybe I'm, because this is a fascinating theory, is that the people who are upset with President Trump get so mm-hmm. angry, so upset with the way that the world has, what they would say, has gone against them in the political sense. The person who didn't get elected, that they wanted elected, first Bernie Sanders, then Mrs. Clinton, doesn't get elected. Trump is in charge. They're just filled with fury and anger that one of them, this person who is in jail, goes and kills people who have a conservative leaning. That's not really, it's a fictional story, but it's not that out of the realm of possibility.
Exactly. And that's the thing. See, I knew that I needed to write something in fiction because people look at me like I was crazy if I wrote this in reality, saying that I believe this is what's going to happen. But unfortunately, I believe that a lot of these things could possibly come to pass. And so I wrote it from a fictitious standpoint because I think it really applies. Even the fake news I talk about in the book, in terms of what's happening now and what happens to this character, which actually puts him in the predicament. Then you also have some elements where I actually talk about Trump's policies current day. And then, of course, I've already told folks that Trump dies in the book.
Okay.
So it's just one of those things that is really explosive. It really also comes at a great time when you already have people like Snoop Dogg talking about, killing the clown that looks like the president.
Yes.
When you have Rick Ross talking about, doing harm to the president, you have Bow Wow talking about pimping out, Melania. These kinds of scenarios seem like there's just far. Wow, that could never happen. But however, I don't think the first lady could be pimped. But what I'm saying, where things are going, is it's very disrespectful, and the things that we're seeing are very troubling, and that's where the book. It talks about society going, and it's kind of like a, hopefully not, but it could be a harbinger of things to come.
You know, Rob Redding, he's the author of an interesting book, Sinister Citizen. And does Sinister Citizen refer to the president, or does it refer to citizens in the, we're going to take a break right now. We'll be right back. We got to stay with us. We'll be back in just a very short, brief time. I will continue a discussion with Rob Redding, who has written a book called Sinister Citizen. It's a fictitious book about a bisexual political activist who loses everything, faces death row because he's so angry at the election of President Trump that he goes around killing conservatives. Doesn't sound that far-fetched. We'll continue our chat with Rob right after this. Join special guest speaker Dan Clewis, financial consultant from Thrivent Financial, as he answers important questions that retirees face. Will you have enough to retire? Will your retirement income last? Are your assets protected? Dan will host this complimentary event on Wednesday, March 22nd at Courtyard Marriott at 1 p.m. or 6 p.m. RSVP by calling Christina Williams at 530-896-1896. 896-1896. No products will be sold.
You're about to ride through the good life here with Mike the Wine Guy Rayford.
Hi, this is Mike Rayford inviting you to join me every Saturday from 2 to 4 right here on KKXX Chico for the Good Life Show, where we talk about food, wine, travel, and lifestyle.
Tune in on KKXX Chico to get all your good life needs. Warning, the following may include happiness, smiling, laughter, bundles of joy, spontaneous hugging, and overall, a good time.
2 to 4, right here on KKXX Chico.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to mom. I had no idea how hard it would be and what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and ways for me to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics, but also information about the hurdles I was facing. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
If you like to march, unlike the grump, meet me here Saturday morning at 9 for We Kids here on KKXX Paradise.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand.
Welcome to KKXX Life Radio.
Life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes.
This is live local talk.
I'm actually going to get this book. Rob Redding wrote the book Sinister Citizen. It's a fiction. It has, and he must have done it fairly quickly. It's already on the Amazon best-selling list. It's a fiction book. Not true. It's all made up. But it doesn't sound that out of the realm of possibility about a left-wing, fair to say left-wing political activist who's so upset with what the election of President Trump that he goes on a killing spree of conservatives. Boy. And you know, it's right out of the news headlines because, you know, Rob, we were talking about, and you brought it up, with Snoop Dogg, who is somebody I've always liked and kind of admired. And he put out a video basically showing him shooting somebody who looks like a President Trump clown version of President Trump. This is disturbing what's going on in our society.
It is. And I was absolutely, you know, it was talk about a gift from God, just kind of like a prophetic gift. If I had waited another week for this book, because we announced this book a month ago, mm-hmm. that it was coming out with it. I've been writing it for some time. It's basically a story that really made itself relevant once Trump was elected. It's a concept that I've had for some time. I've been waiting for a scenario under which, you know, these circumstances would exist. And so literally the day the book comes out, you know, that's when the Snoop story breaks. And I'm just like, my God, you know, this is just amazing that the timing for this book couldn't be any better in terms of, you know, it doesn't make me look as crazy as I think I would have a week ago or 2 weeks ago.
It doesn't make you look crazy at all. And what's so disturbing is I think generally people thought that the violence was going to come from the conservative, the right, with the NRA and the conservatives going, attacking and threatening, physically threatening President Obama and those on the left. You know, well, there certainly were some crazy oddball screwballs that probably did that. It feels like the anger and the frustration is so difficult on the left. And I keep thinking what Martin Luther King Jr. said. He said, a movement cannot sustain itself with hate. Hate cannot mm-hmm. last, and eventually it's going to peter out. So far, it doesn't seem like it's happened, but I'm wondering, looking big picture, I want to talk more about your book because I'm curious how long it took you to write this, but just the hatred that we see against this president, against this man, against his family, against his 11-year-old son is just so out of control, and it is frightening. I'm just wondering I'm sure you agree with what Dr. King said. Hatred cannot last. You cannot run a movement on hatred alone, or can you?
You cannot run a movement on hatred alone. However, I've often said that I'm not a nonviolent Negro. So, I mean, Martin Luther King is from my hometown. I have a lot of respect. Pay homage to him all the time. I think he's a very important figure. But even himself, he said, you know, that he was fed up. He was tired. He was ready to cash a check. People remember the "I Have the Dream" speech as like a nice, you know, speech to quote one line from. But he talked about, we came to cash a check. He also wrote a book talking about why we can't wait. So he became more like Malcolm, and Malcolm became more like him. So I think I like the latter end of Martin Luther King rather than the first end, especially when he told Harry Belafonte we're integrating into a nightmare. But to the book, it took me a while to write it, in that I had to tailor it around Trump. I also talk to my attorneys, because what we've seen with Snoop Dogg has been completely, well, ill-advised, mm-hmm. The way he has referred to killing the president of the United States in a video. Even if it's a video, even if it's fictitious, that's a problem. Bow Wow talking about pimping out the president's wife. I mean, come on. This kind of stuff seems over the top. Even when I'm writing it in a book, but now it seems over the top as a result of what we're seeing. And finally, I consider this basically a civil war. I've already been saying on my show that what we're seeing is a civil war. The first shots were fired out in California, where you are, when Milo Yiannopoulos was supposed to speak at Berkeley, and when those kids said, we're not having it, and they got violent out there. Those were the first shots, and it's getting worse.
You know, it's hard to believe that this thing is happening. And when you say a civil war, and it's interesting that where you're at, you're in New York, and I'm in California, and it's like, if New York and California just separated from the Union and you had other 48 states or 46 or you got Oregon and Washington too and maybe some other East Coast states, it seems like I just wonder if this movement on the left can grow and continue to flourish the way, I hate to use the word flourish, it makes it sound like it's something positive, but if it can continue to grow, it kind of frightens me.
Never underestimate the vigorousness of those that hate you. I will say that. And there are people that they make a living off of ginning people up to hate. So I think that's a lot of what's going on here. And I can just say this. Gun sales among blacks have increased and spiked. And that in itself is scary because these folks feel like they have no other choice in the black community than to defend themselves against white people who they've already seen as being NRA supporters, who have said, from my cold, dead hands and, Heston's words. Mm-hmm. So those kinds of things are alarming when everybody's militarizing, everybody's watching everybody and waiting for the powder keg to kind of explode.
I've always thought that Donald Trump would actually naturally appeal to the African-American community. And give me a second here. I know that this might be out of the mainstream, but Donald Trump has this East Coast sense of humor, kind of this Lenny Bruce, Dice Clay, Howard Stern kind of humor. I think that he's very funny at times. He has a cool way about him. And I thought he might be successful with the economy where he might be able to rally African-Americans to him, maybe not in the numbers that he would hope for, but maybe 15-20% of the African-American population. We got to take a break, one more break, and then we'll wrap things up with you. We'll ask that question. Is there any possibility that the president, the new president, Donald Trump, could appeal to the African-American community to get 15-20% of the people on his side? We'll continue our discussion with author Rob Redding, the author of the book, Sinister Citizen, right after this break.
Shoot. Shoot. Shoot.
What's the matter?
My GPS just told me to turn right, but there wasn't a road there.
Oh.
And now it keeps telling me to make a U-turn.
FEMA says you should always have a map on hand for emergencies and times like right now.
Yeah, I could use one, because my GPS only shows me where I am. And sometimes I need to see more of the area. I'll buy one when we get back.
Oh, you don't gotta buy one. They got great new maps out from Mass Marketing, and you can get one for free.
Do I have to give my email address or sit through a presentation or something?
No, just stop by any of these businesses that sponsor them.
Like in Oroville at Oroville Self Storage and Auto Dismantling, 2815 Feather River Boulevard in Oroville. Or Pioneer Collision Center, located at 673 Stafford Drive. And Ace Hardware at 1845 Mitchell Avenue.
And always check out KKXX Radio for a big stack of maps.
Oh, I drive past them all the time.
Now, go to where the road splits and turn left, and the center's right on the right.
You think you just know everything, don't you?
I'm just saying.
You're about to ride through the good life here with Mike the Wine Guy Rayford.
Hi, this is Mike Rayford inviting you to join me every Saturday from 2 to 4 right here on KKXX Chico for the Good Life Show, where we talk about food, wine, travel, and lifestyle.
Tune in on KKXX Chico to get all your good life needs.
Warning, the following may include happiness, smiling, laughter, bundles of joy, spontaneous hugging, and overall, a good time.
2 to 4, right here on KKXX Chico.
Your teaching and talk for real life.
Life Radio, KKXX, AM and FM.
Welcome to KKXX Life Radio. This is live local talk.
All right, wrapping up our discussion with author Rob Redding. He's written the book Sinister Citizen. It's a It's a book of fiction about a person on the far left, and make sure I get this right. He's a bisexual political activist who just gets so upset with what's going on in the country. He's dissatisfied with the president that he starts killing conservatives. And we haven't seen anything like that yet, but we've seen a lot of violence in Berkeley when conservative speakers come and try to talk. And we're speaking to Rob Redding. Robbie, still there?
Yes, I'm here. Yeah. So that's what the government thinks, that he actually is the head of the political assassin.
I see.
But I don't
see.
Want to spoil it for anybody.
Okay, we don't want to spoil
go
it.
Go out and get the book.
Yeah, yeah. It's called Sinister Citizen, and people should go to Amazon.com to get it.
Yeah. Amazon.com has the book. Sinister Citizen is entitled. It'll come right up. And it was, by the way, it was just tagged as the top 30, one of the top 30 bestsellers on Amazon.com in the last 3 days.
Congratulations.
Very proud of that. And last week in pre-sales, we did top 50 numbers. We were in the top 50 on Amazon.com.
Congratulations. And
thank you.
That is terrific. And to my point I wanted to make going into the break, I know that I'm not sure, I've talked to you maybe a half a dozen times. I think there's part of you that has a conservative bent, but there's also a part of you that has more of maybe it's a libertarian bent. And I'm wondering, mm-hmm. do you think the African-American community, and I'll ask yourself, do you find yourself rallying behind Donald Trump? Do you like his ideas, and do you think African-Americans could rally around him even, you know, above the 6 or 7% of the vote that he got in the election?
What happened to Donald Trump, to the question, a good question. First of all, people have accused me of being conservative all the time. That's what happens to me. Mm-hmm. I today on the show was yelling about President Obama being a sellout because everybody kept talking about Ben Carson being a sellout because of what he said about immigration. Yeah. And you know, President Obama said the same thing. Mm-hmm. What happened to answer the question, in terms of black people, I think no. I don't think that there's a chance that he can recover at this point because black people are very unforgiving about the racism thing. Mm-hmm. Because the perception is the alt-right, is that he's aligned with these folks. He used these folks to get into office. And this is kind of goes back. You said Howard Stern earlier. I want to draw upon that because Howard Stern talked about why in the world would you ever want to be president? You know, you're one of the most loved guys in the world. But you don't really have to answer anybody, you know, to anybody. With presidency, you have to answer to everybody. And so he urged him not to do it because of this very thing that's happening. I mean, he used to have so many friends in Hollywood. So many people used to love Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. But then he made a decision. He made a decision to kind of align himself with this kind of alt-right kind of, you know, essentially the new Klan in America to get elected president. And now he kind of owns that.
I've always felt that Donald Trump ran on a lark. I think he just thought this would be good for my business. And he was much more moderate on the campaign trail. He talked about infrastructure. He talked about, you know, he attacked conservatives. He attacked liberals. I think it was a publicity stunt in a lot of ways. I really believe that. And surprise, surprise, he's the president of the United States. And sometimes there is a theory out there that you know, and I think that I've often thought that because he did this on a lark, he might leave after 2 years because I think he might it's a possible theory. He says, you know what, the hell with it. I don't need this. I like running my companies. I like running my businesses. I like hanging out in Florida at Mar-a-Lago. I like to play golf. You know, I'm going to turn things over to Pence and let Pence pick Nikki Haley as the vice president, and the Republicans have the first Republican, first vice president turns out to be a Republican, first women vice president turns out to be a Republican. I don't think that's this far-fetched, that I could see him deciding just to step aside after 2 or 3 years. I don't know. What do you think?
Wow. I've never heard that theory, but that's a very interesting one. Pence being president of the United States would definitely be a death knell for a lot of groups who would feel strongly about, especially some of his stances in Indiana as it relates to the gay community, HIV, AIDS, things like that. I mean, I could just see all types of possible ramifications as a result of Pence being president of the United States.
If I were the Democrats, I think they'd be in a world of hurt if that happened.
Oh, God, absolutely.
Because if you had a Pence-Nikki Haley ticket, and I think it would set the stage for Republican dominance for the next 15 or 20 years. I would imagine there might be some people, the conservatives, who say, you know, your personality, Mr. President Trump, is way too strong. It is way too strong to get reelected and to bring more people with you. If you step aside, you know, maybe he's like the Emperor Cyrus back in 500 BC. That, you know, he's a modern day Cyrus who God said, you know, you do not know me, but I'm going to use you for my means. And sometimes I wonder if that's what we have going on here, because why did so many evangelicals vote for Donald Trump, given his life?
He's not a strong Christian. And I'll just say that, you know, and this is the reason why I wrote the book, because so many scenarios with Trump are possible because he's such an interesting figure. And that's why I said I have to write something that's nonfiction, because it's really people start looking at you like you're strange when you start giving analysis like you just gave, because in most political circles, that doesn't happen with most political candidates. But Trump is not your typical president or political candidate.
His wife hasn't moved into the White House. I think for them, the White House is a downgrade. I think they'd rather just live where they're at. I don't think he really likes being president. I think he wants to make the shots, call the shots, do what he wants to do. And I would not be surprised if after 2 years he steps aside and lets Pence pick his vice president. And I guarantee you, guaranteed it would be Nikki Haley. And the Democrats better not hope for that. I want to keep wondering why the Democrats keep talking about impeachment. I think it's a mistake for the Democrats to talk about impeachment. If they want to start getting back in congressional seats, they need Trump right where he's at in the White House. If he ever steps aside, then the Democrats are going to be in a world of hurt. That's my political analysis. I don't know if anybody ever buys into it, but you know. Anyway, I want to talk more about your book. We're out of time. Rob, thanks so much. Come back on again. Tell me about your book when you sell a million copies. Tell me about it, okay?
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much.
I enjoyed it so much. Rob Redding, he is the author of the book Sinister Citizen. Go to Amazon.com. Sinister Citizen, a fictitious book about political intrigue involving our current president. Sounds interesting. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Have a good weekend. So long.
Holbrook's Clearance Center, the North State's number one furniture liquidators.
Holbrook's Clearance Center sells national name brand furniture at 50 to 75% off retail.
Holbrook's has national name brand mattresses, twin, full, queens, and kings, starting at just $99.
Both beds, $299.
Holbrook's has something comfortable for every room in your home, and we'll sell you the inventory right off the floor.
Holbrook's Clearance Center is everything for your home.
Come on down to us. Open 7 days a week.
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. Uncle Bob, where does the water come from? From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.